We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah.
We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Hey friends, assalamu alaikum. How are you all? I hope you are doing great by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So kids, welcome to the 8th episode of my program, The World of Kids Season 2. I hope you enjoyed all the previous episodes and I hope you will enjoy this one too. So without any ado, let's start with the answers of the questions I asked in the previous episode. Question number 1. How many Karibu Sot letters are there? The answer is there are 16 Karibu Sot letters. Question number 2. Fill in the blank. We are at a dash against lying. The answer is we are at a war against the lying. Question number 3. What animal did the children turn into when their parents lied about them being another animal and not the children? The answer is that they turned into pigs when the parents lied about them being in the house. Question number 4. Fill in the blank. The liar's face would turn into the face of a dash in hell. The answer is the liar's face would turn into the face of a dog in hell. Question number 5. What happened to the wife of the guy who lied about his dream? The answer is that the guy who lied about his dream's wife died after giving birth to a child. So kids, I hope you got all the answers right. If you concentrated in my previous episode, these answers would have been really easy for you. So kids, without any ado, let's start with the first segment of our episode, Madani Qaida.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So let's start with lesson number 5, Tanween. Do zabar, do zair and do pesh are called Tanween. And a letter which has Tanween on them is called Munawwan. In fact, Tanween is a noon sakin at the end of a word. That is why Tanween sounds like a noon sakin. So let's start reading the words so it is easier for us to pronounce them.
Ta do zabar tan, ta do zair tin, ta do pesh tun, ta do zabar tan, ta do zair tin, ta do pesh tun, za do zabar zan. Za do zer zin, za do pesh zun, ral do zabar ran, ral do zer zin, ral do pesh zun, wa do zabar wan, wa do zer zin, wa do pesh zun, sa do zabar san, sa do zer sin. Sa do pesh sun, sin do zabar san, sin do zer sin, sin do pesh sun, sad do zabar fun, sad do zer sin, sad do pesh sun.
So kids, that was lesson number 5, Tanween. I hope you know how to pronounce the words I just taught you. So kids, without any ado, let's head over to the second segment of our program, Waqia.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Waqia number 5 of the new book we just started. The liar's jaws were being ripped apart. Dear children, telling a lie and telling a false dream is haram and prohibited act and is sin that leads to hell. A liar will suffer a horrible torment after his death. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "In my dream, a person came to me and requested, 'Accompany me.' I accompanied him and I saw two people at a place, one of whom was standing and the second one was sitting. The one who was standing had pincers made up of steel in his hand, which he would put into one jaw of the man who was sitting down and drag them to rip up to his neck. He would then take them out, put them into the other jaw and drag them in the same way. In the meantime, the first jaw would restore to normal condition. I asked the person who brought me, 'What is this?' He replied, 'The person is a liar and he will be tormented in this way in the grave until the day of judgment.'" And kids, we should make a promise to each other to never lie.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So waqia number 6, the truthful shepherd. Sayyiduna Nafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once traveling with some of his companions. They stopped at a place and laid out a dining mat for having a meal. In the meantime, a shepherd came there. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, "Come and have some food." He replied, "I am observing fast." Sayyidullah Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Are you observing fast in this intense hot day, even though you are herding goats in these mountains?" He responded, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, I am doing this to compensate for my previous days." Intending to test his pity, Sayyidullah Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, "Will you sell one of your goats to me? I will give you its price as well as its meat so you can break your fast with it." He replied, "These goats do not belong to me. They belong to my owner." To test him further, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "You may say to your owner that a wolf took away one of the goats." The slave said, "Then where is Allah Azza wa Jal?" It means Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. He Azza wa Jal knows the truth and he will punish me for this. When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived back in Medina, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought the slave and goats from his owner and then set him free as well as gifted the goats to him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, by telling the truth, one is honored in the worldly life as well as in afterlife. Always speak the truth and never tell a lie. Let's proclaim and make a promise to each other. We are at a war against lying. Neither we would lie nor would make others lie. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So kids, now let's head over to the third segment of our program, Hadith al-Sunnah.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam dislikes yellow teeth. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, use miswak, do not come to me with yellow teeth." Some children and even elders do not clean their teeth, resulting in yellow teeth, bacteria, cavities, and even the extraction of teeth. And this hadith pak teaches us to use a toothbrush or miswak to clean our teeth so it doesn't get yellow, as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam doesn't like yellow teeth. The excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu visited his brother Sayyiduna Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was looking very happy and was saying, "I was privileged to behold the beloved Prophet, blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in my dream today. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave me a container filled of water
I drank the water to fill and still I can feel its coolness. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, how did you obtain this rank? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, by virtue of reciting Salat al-Nabi in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So did you see how the brother of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu obtained the ziyarat of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam just by reciting Salat al-Nabi? And reciting Salat al-Nabi is really, really easy. So come ahead and recite it with me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So kids, without any ado, now let's head over to the questions and answers.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
If you listen to the whole program carefully, these questions would be really, really easy for you. Question number one, what happens to the liar's jaws in their grave? Question number two, why did the shepherd not eat with Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Question number three, true and false, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam disliked yellow teeth. Question number four, why did the brother of Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu see the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in his dream? So kids, I hope you get all the questions right, and these questions would be really easy for you if you listened to the whole episode throughout carefully. So kids, this was the end of our today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and for the answers of these questions, you have to wait for the next episode. So kids, I hope you learned a lot from this episode, and I hope you loved it and enjoyed it. It's time for me to leave. Keep watching Madin Channel English and keep watching my program, The World of Kids. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.